Hello everyone. Woo! Hello everyone and welcome to Weird and Random. Oh wait, it is not Weird and Random anymore. It is the Kimberly Chronicles, which goes perfect with this week's like theme that is change. So yeah, I know you're probably wondering why I decided to make this change. Honestly, I thought it was about time because I created this podcast back in 2020, which, whoa, a lot of things were happening in 2020. We had the whole pandemic and also just overall a bunch of stuff. I still lived in Peru with my family. I was 16, turning 17. It was like a whole different period of my life. I created the whole podcast from scratch at that age. So I thought it was about time to change it up and to give the podcast a fresh coat of paint. And so I did a whole new cover for the podcast. I hope you guys like it. I kind of want to give this podcast the vibe of like, you know, we're reading books together in a library and all the books are like different chapters of life or different topics regarding life and stuff like that. And I just really love that idea and that concept, and that I'm reading it to you guys, basically. I don't know. I thought that was a good idea. And also, given that I already post like YouTube videos and I'm already like almost turning 20 and everything, I thought it would be good to like make it all a little bit more mature. So yeah, I hope you guys like the new cover and everything new that I did to the podcast. I will have a new intro. This one probably doesn't have an intro. If you didn't hear it, it doesn't have it. I'm still working on that. I want to do like an intro that is like a magic fairy tale book opening. Because I remember when I did my Weird and Random intro, it was very much like I was looking just for any sound that would work and that would be free and that I could mash and could be like a catchy intro. And I'm not thinking that way anymore because I want something specifically with the theme I'm trying to go for, not just anything that I can find. I'm very excited for this new chapter for this podcast. Honestly, I am. I know I said I was gonna upload like podcasts very recently, and the last time I uploaded one, it was in June, and it's now July. Don't come for me. I know, but I'm trying my best, and I'm really working hard to give this whole podcast a new like revamping or something. So yeah, today's episode specifically is about change. I think I chose change because yesterday I was actually re-listening. I said that really weird. I was actually re-listening to some of my old podcast episodes from when I first started, and I really loved the energy that those had. I think since it was so fresh and new, and I was just excited to have something to work on as my personal project, I loved it. And so I thought it would be good to bring some of that energy back. You know, I miss that youthful energy that I had. Again, I did start it when I was 16, which obviously I had energy by then. But now I think I can give it a different type of energy, but I still want to make this a fun podcast, as always. Because it was wild to me just listening to old episodes. And it made me realize how crazy change has affected my life. And how it reflects on this podcast, on my content, on everything that I do. And also, part of the reason why this episode is about change is because I started to realize change is so hard. But in my case, I've noticed that for me, change is truly, truly like exhilarating and at the same time, very, very like depressing, I guess you could say. Like every time I've changed things so much during my whole life. I used to live in Peru, I moved to the US, and then I used to live in one city when I first arrived, and I moved to another, And then I moved to another apartment with someone else. So it's just been a lot of change during these past few years. And even though all that change brought excitement for me, and with all that change, I was already looking forward to the next thing. It also hit me yesterday while I was listening to All Too Well by Taylor Swift. It hit me and I was like, change kind of makes me miserable too. And it's that kind of weird thing where it's like, I love change and I love going through change and I find change so amazing. And I've always been the one to say, like, change, like, is the best thing that can happen to you. You should change, or you should make a change in your life every time that you can, because you only live one life and it's better to live it fully. But I must say, it does come with the other side of the coin that is, like, sad about it. Like, yesterday I was realizing, and I was truly sad because I was like, I miss having something stable, you know? Like, in school, I went to the same school for so many years. And now I'm, like, thinking back on that, being like, I miss just being able to go to the school that I go to every single day and experience everything that I experience every single day. And then just hang out with the people I've known for years and not worry about anything, like, changing, you know? Just being able to stick with my routine and getting used to it and liking it and everything. But then again, I'm the type of person who, when I'm not going through any change and I do get into the routine and everything that I'm just saying, then I'm like, God, I feel awful. I feel boring. I feel like a robot. So there's no, like, way to be happy about it, you know? It's truly very weird of a sensation for me. And I always regret not really, like, appreciating every moment as much as I could have. But then at the same time, I do think I did. But I will never feel like I really did appreciate it, because I will always feel that kind of longing for the past. I don't know, this is a weird episode. But change is very difficult. I don't know what to say about it. And yeah, so just listening to myself from the past and realizing all the changes I've gone through, and it made me really be grateful for the experiences I have had. And also be grateful for my current experiences, because everything changes eventually. See how this episode, like, just turned sad out of nowhere? That's crazy. It just, boom. I don't have the youthful energy I used to have. I don't know. Change. Maybe that's coming with it. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that for a bit. What have I been up to these days? Oh my God, I did a dentist appointment. Let's talk about wisdom teeth for a second. With change, your wisdom teeth need to be taken out. Let me tell you, it's a whole struggle. Thankfully, I have an insurance that can cover it. But booking the whole thing was a whole oof. I had to call the dentist's office like 3 times. And I contacted them, like, even more times than that, just because they wouldn't answer me, and I needed to see if my insurance would cover it with them. And finally, I got an answer, and I already booked my appointment to be checked out and everything. So I'm so thankful about that. But honestly, I'm so excited to get my wisdom teeth taken out. I've always dreamt, like, this is very weird, but in Peru and in Argentina, they don't sleep you when they're gonna take your wisdom teeth out. They just numb the area that they're gonna take out, and they do it like that, so you're awake the whole time, which is so freaking wild to me, because, like, I don't want to be awake when they do it, you know? But if you're from the States, you know that they actually sleep you there. I don't know if some places do it while you're awake, but most places actually sleep you to take the wisdom teeth out. And I always see videos of people being like super loopy after it. So I've been wanting to get my wisdom teeth taken out for the longest time. But I haven't really needed to. But then this year I started feeling like my mouth started hurting in the parts where the wisdom teeth come out. So I think they're finally coming out. So I'm like, I might as well just get them out now and just get it over with already. They still need to check me first and see if they can take them out, because sometimes they're like, you don't need to take them out, and so they just won't take them out for you. So we'll see. But the thing I'm the most worried about regarding that is like, who's gonna be taking care of me afterwards? Because I know you're very loopy after, and I definitely need someone who will be able to take care of me, who will be able to drive me there and drive me back and everything. So we'll see how that goes. I truly don't know who will be able to. But I really hope some of my friends will be able to help me with that. At least one of them should be able to. We'll see. But yeah, that's basically the only thing that's been going on through my mind right now. Because I've really been like thinking about that. I know it's like a whole healing process that you can't have anything solid and you need only like mushy foods. Complete like, whoa. Also, I've been trying to get a new job. I've been trying to look for something that is like remotely and that it's part-time, so that way I can go to school and be able to focus on my grades meanwhile I do the job. So I've been looking for something in those categories and something that will actually like use my potential and that I will actually like enjoy working in. And I got an interview for this Friday, and then I also got an interview for next Tuesday. So that is very, very exciting. I'm very much looking forward to it. I'll keep you guys updated and let you know how it goes. And yeah, I don't know, a lot of exciting things happening. And yesterday I was laying in bed and I was like, I'm gonna leave Argentina in less than a month, which is completely insane to me. Like, I feel like I've been here forever, and to know that I'm leaving in less than a month is wow. Part of me is really excited because like, I'm excited because I'm moving into a new apartment. I'm excited to see my car again. I'm excited to be with my stuff, have my own room again, and just live my life again, being able to do things freely, hang out freely, do whatever I want in the day. But then the other part of me is also like, gonna miss being here with my parents and not having to worry about anything. Like, the only things I worry about when I'm here, well, right now, the only things I've been worrying about during this past like 2 months has been just like waking up, eating, making content or editing content, and then searching for jobs. And it's just given me a lot of relaxation, not having to worry about anything and just being able to enjoy life. And yeah, that's what's been going on recently. So I've been really trying to make more content. Again, I have a YouTube channel if you guys want to check it out in the description below. I actually am putting a link there. And also, I notice now there's an option to send me voice memos or to send me questions. So if you guys want, feel free to do that. I would love to hear your questions or just comments about anything. And if you have any like good ideas for topics to talk about here or things you would like me to talk about, I would love to do that for you guys as well. But yeah, what else can we talk about change? I don't think I have anything else to talk about. I remember in one of the episodes that I was recording, I said, I can't believe people actually record for like 2 hours or an hour or like even 50 minutes, 40 minutes. I'm always like amazed at that. And I still am, because I really could not record for an hour unless I'm with someone else. If I were with someone else, we would probably be able to record for an hour or an hour 15 or something, or 50 minutes. But by myself, I don't think I have the brain power to just keep talking for like an hour, you know? Because even now, I'm just like, what do I even talk about? And also, given that, you know, I haven't been doing much these days, I don't really have much to tell you guys. But yeah, I think that's pretty much everything. Has anything else interesting happened to me? Not really. No, yeah. I've just been working on uploading on my YouTube channel and just applying for jobs. Just that. And yeah, so feel free to check my content out if you would be interested. I do a lot of like vlogs and just random videos. Like, I just posted a reaction video to a K-pop group debuting. So yeah, that's pretty much everything. So if you would like to check it out, please check out the description down below. And yeah, I guess that's everything I have for you guys. Also, if you would like to see, you know what? I know what the question of the week will be. You know, that's fun. I'm gonna post a question of the week so you guys can answer. And yeah, I'll see what you guys say. So I guess that's been everything. I'll work on my intro, and hopefully next time you listen from me, you will have a new intro. Bye!